Oh God, it's absolutely devastating, and I actually have physical pain since I heard this news this morning, and I'm thinking of Cecilia and Frank and his siblings. That it just, he was such a lovely, lovely, lovely young guy. You know, he was gentle, he was kind, he was mild-mannered, he was polite, but he was incredibly talented, and he kind of wore this talent, you know, kind of shyly. But he just, I never in my life met what they called a child prodigy on climate, Sean. I remember being at his recycling Glor 4 years ago. He was only 14 years of age. He only had about 2 years of proper tuition at this stage of the piano. And he played incredibly difficult and technical pieces perfectly. He played them absolutely beautiful that an adult would aspire to. And any time I met him, it was just such a pleasure to meet him. I only spoke to him about 3 weeks ago, and I was kind of slagging him about the Face the Music documentary that he was on and saying, oh, you won't talk to us anymore now, you know, that you've hit the big time. And he was loving Dublin, but he never ever lost that gentle, kind, unassuming way that he just had. He just smiled, and he was incredibly shy for a guy with such an amazing talent. And anyone who met him just knew that they were in the presence of something quite extraordinary.
And it's quite clear from the outpouring of grief and the many tributes that are pouring in for Sean on social media and so many different platforms today that he wasn't just respected in the world of music, but he was also very respected and loved by his peers. What's the feeling like in Ennis today, Mary?
That anyone I've spoken to, they are just shell-shocked. This is not something anybody and any parent, this is their worst nightmare. But this is certainly not something we would have expected to hear. You know, that Sean was somebody I was looking forward to watching his career trajectory because he was destined for amazing things. His talent, I have never seen it, and I probably will never see it again in another young person. You know, this has just taken our breath away, and you know, the whole town are reeling. Cecilia and Frank be very well known. The Shannon family in Ennis are incredibly well known and well regarded. They're old townies, as they say. So everybody's just reeling with the shock of this, because you know, as I said, he was a quiet, gentle, mild-mannered young boy with this incredible talent.
And of course, as a recent graduate of Ennis Community College, it's going to be a very difficult time for the school as well.
Yes, I spoke with Brian, the principal, this morning, and also he was in the Holy Family, was where he did his primary school education, and his talent was spotted the whole way up along, and it was fostered and helped and assisted by also everybody in Glor, Music Generation, Nigel Bridge, Eleanor. There were so many people, the Lions Club. Actually, he came on my radar about 5 years ago or more, when I do an instrument appeal, and I got a call to know would we have a piano, a good piano that he would be able to have access to. I was hearing about this child that was incredibly talented, and we didn't, unfortunately. And I know the Lions Club stepped in, and he just got supported. Once people realised that this raw talent was there, for a young lad who taught himself how to play the piano on his sister's little piano that she got from Santa Claus with five keys in it. He was able to make melodies and music out of that. You know, so I just think we're all reeling today, but the pain is physical because he was such a gorgeous young lad.
You get the impression, Mary, that despite the fact that Sean has left us at such a young age, that his legacy and all he has achieved in music and in classical music will always stand the test of time.
Oh, I think so. I've had the opportunity to record with them a couple of times over recent years. We did a concert just at the very end of COVID in Glor in the foyer in our own to send over to Phoenix for their anniversary of 20 over there. So we have that. Matt Purcell was with me on that day. We've other stuff that John Kelly did over the years as other recordings, and they are going to live on. His legacy will remain because this talent, we can never forget it. And we won't forget it. I think he's marked us all indelibly for the rest of our lives because he was such an extraordinary young man.